both have seen a lot of fun things. We've talked about Carter Gilmore, his much-needed points. Talk about John Tanjay, an Oscar Robertson watch list guy, one of 50. Since not scoring at USC, he has been rather hot in scoring inside, scoring outside. He is on a pretty good little heater right now, isn't he?
Well, thanks for letting me drop in today, Matt. But you said it. Coming off that game, over the last four, he's averaging over 25 points per game, and he's hit five threes in all four of those games since then. And those numbers rank as good as anybody in the country. In fact, number two overall in scoring and as many threes as anybody has hit. So he's been a revelation this season. He's been terrific. I give him credit, too. Coming out of that USC game, the way he handled that was what you would expect out of a sixth-year player, the maturity that he has. The next day in practice, he went to Kirk Penny and said, how do I get better? How do I diversify my game where they're going to take things away? But the beauty about this team is they're a lot more than him. We've seen balanced scoring that almost nearly all the starting five average double figures on any given night. A reserve could get you 15 off the bench.
And as part of the beauty of this team, we've talked about during the season, as long as it's somebody, the rest don't care. I mean, if I don't get mine, it's great if you get yours. It's one of the reasons why they're sitting here at 17-5 and a net ranking in the top 20, KenPom top 20, why they are just flat out one of the better teams in the country right now.
It also helps when you shoot 39% from three-point range and hit 10 a game, which is what they've been doing in Big Ten play. Number one in the conference in three-point shooting during conference play, and number two in the conference in most three-pointers made. They've been particularly good on this floor, and they're going to have to be again today because Indiana, despite what their record might indicate, is a team that can come in here and win if you don't play well.
Yeah, a lot of talent on this Indiana team. It has just been inconsistent, but again, I'll go back to the first part of that statement. A lot of talent on this Indiana team. It's gone final in Iowa City. Purdue knocks off the Hawkeyes 90-81. Minnesota leads Penn State 65-59. They're in the final minute in that game in State College as we are about set to go here in Madison. Randy Richardson, Tim Comer, and Bart Lennox are your officials here tonight as the Hoosiers come out of the traveling crimson unis and the white trim Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim. It's a whiteout at the Kohl Center and a really good crowd here on this late tip on a Tuesday night.
We're going to see Umar Balo in the jump circle here, the 7-foot center. A lot goes through him, averaging a double-double. The Badgers saw him last year. You might remember the name. He was on that Arizona team that whizzed Wisconsin in Tucson. In that game, he had 15-9, and he was a force. But he's not the only post player they've got. They go 7 feet, 6'9", 6'9", in that starting lineup. And that's going to stretch Wisconsin a little bit. When we've seen Wisconsin take bumps, sometimes their defense gets too spread out and those bigs attack.
They're ready to roll. Balo and crowd jumping center. The tap belongs to Indiana. Hoosiers move to our right. And we are underway at the Kohl Center. Miles Rice with a bounce to Balo. Right of the lane. He is with Nolan Winter. They throw it back out to Rice. And he'll walk the dribble to the midcourt logo. Blackwell defending him. A feed for Leo. Matched up with John Tanjay high on the left. Shot clock is at 10. Malik Renu. He's with Crow. A throw to Leo right of the lane. Stops mid post. Five to shoot. Leo out to Mbako. Matched up with Klesmet. Two to shoot. One to shoot. Step back three. Mbako off the left side. Iron no good. Rebound tipped in the air and it's gathered by Nolan Winter.
Getting those defensive rebounds is going to be important. Indiana, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league.
Badgers moving to our left in the first half. Max Klesmet throwing to Crow. Good look at a three. Left of the circle. 3-0 Wisconsin. Good start for Big Stevie. He had just 3 points. Did have 7 rebounds Saturday at Northwestern. And Mbako outside left. A three-point threat. Been driving the ball more here in recent games as well. A throw to Umar Balo. Now Leal inside Malik Renu. Right block draws a double. And a pass deflected by Klesmet. It's gathered by Miles Rice. Shot clock at 8. Rice off the Balo screen. Picked up now defensively by Crow. Rice left elbow. Throws it away. Balo. And that was Max Klesmet down there working hard against the big man.
It's going to be team defense tonight. What you've already seen is some same side doubling on the post. Indiana has a couple players you can slough off of from three-point range. We're seeing Wisconsin do that.
Not quite a minute and a half gone by. 3-0 Wisconsin. Nolan Winter open three. Left of the circle. Book it. And the two bigs with triples to start the night here for the Badgers.
Pretty tough when you can invert those post players like Wisconsin can. Indiana does not have that in their repertoire.
Minute 40 gone by, 6-0 Wisconsin. Rice outside left. He'll throw to Renu. A brace on the right knee, injured it in early January. Missed 5 games. Back in lately for Indiana, Anthony Leal, baseline right. finds Ballo right of the lane. Ballo starts the back in the paint, up left hand, missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound Crow, outlet Blackwell, getting by Mbako. A feed for John Tanjay, deep three right of the circle. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out by from Winter to Blackwell. Second chance here for Wisconsin. Blackwell takes it off the left wing in the lane, and he goes up and gets fouled. So it's the Badgers with their work on the offensive glass. And all said and done, free throws coming up.
Let's go back to that defensive possession for Wisconsin. Indiana threw it down to Ballo in the post where they want to work through. John Blackwell digged down just enough to disrupt it, make his shot difficult, forcing the miss.
Mackenzie Mbako with the foul. Game's first as Blackwell connects on the first free throw. The Badgers remain the nation's best at the free throw line, 84.5%. Coming into the game, 7-0 Wisconsin, 2-12 into the game. Second free throw for the sophomore, nothing but net. And the first 8 points of the night belong to Wisconsin. Miles Rice, who did not score at Purdue on Friday night, took just 4 shots. He averages 11.5 a game. Drives by Blackwell, goes to the cup, and the layup is good. And there's the burst from Rice, something that he did not show against Purdue on Friday. 8-2 Wisconsin, Blackwell outside left. Throwing to Crow between the circles. Ballo is out on him. Stevie kills the dribble. Throws to Winter with Renew. Now Klesman dribbles to the top of the key. Finds Crow outside right. He'll hand it to Blackwell. Bobs off the screen from Stevie. A flip to Nolan Winter. Shot clock at 7. Tanjay up top. He's with Leal. Tanjay steps back. Shot fake. Goes into Winter. 2 to shoot. And the fadeaway jumper is good from the baseline left with a shot clock.
We have not seen that in his repertoire this year. That is an NBA move right there.
And it's 10-2 Wisconsin. Rice throwing to Leal. He'll feed Malik Renew into Ballo. Left of the lane against Crow. A little dig from Winter. And now Blackwell teasing the dig. Goes out to Leal. He'll try the three. Back iron no good for the left wing. Rebound Blackwell. Here comes John up the left side of the front court. Skips it off to Tanjay. Snaps off a three right side. Nailed it. And the Badgers are popping from distance to begin the game. 13-2 Wisconsin. Timeout. Indiana. 3.5 minutes in. And this will be a full timeout. Badgers 3 out of 4 from distance, 4 out of 5 overall, and Indiana needs an early timeout, and we'll take a break. We thank our game sponsor tonight, U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 16-29 left of the first half, Wisconsin 13, Indiana 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. News from the center, WRCE.
Positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Luke Goody will inbound to Trey Galloway. About 3.5 minutes in, it's 13-2 Wisconsin. Galloway finds Goody, a three-point threat. Let's apply left of the circle. Clanked off the left side iron. No good. John Tanjay the rebound.
He's the one of the few weapons they have from outside. That one didn't look so good.
Here's Max Klesman for three. Left side. Nailed it. Max, who had 20 straight last year here against Indiana, bangs one from deep early. It's now 16-2 Wisconsin. On the way, Carter Gilmore on the floor for the Badgers right now. Mbako on the left wing, throwing to Galloway. He'll feed Paolo right of the circle. A flip to Mbako. He'll try a three right of the circle. That's off the rim, no good. Goody couldn't control it. Gilmore does. Here comes Blackwell, right sideline of the front court. Galloway defends. Out to Gilmore, feeds Max. Another three on the way. Good again. Two flips, 6 points for Mad Max. It's 19-2 Wisconsin.
Klesman not having the season he wants to have shooting from outside, but we know there's better potential than what he's shown.
4.5 minutes gone by. Mbako off the screen, spin move in the lane, goes up right hand, good. McKenzie and Mbako makes it 19-4 Wisconsin. Up the floor in a hurry is Blackwell, almost walking there, gets a pass away. Now Max fakes the three in the left wing. He'll throw to Gilmore. Carter feeds Tanjay on the right side, backs up, a toss for Winter at the top, wraps the Blackwell in the left wing. Return feed, Winter, back to Blackwell, got by Paolo, a blow by, reverse layup, way too strong, no good. Goody the rebound for Indiana, Galloway pushing, finds Mbako, open three, right side, off the iron, no good. Klesman a tip into the hands of Gilmore.
Wisconsin's going to let him shoot those threes if they want to take them. That's not their game.
Klesman throwing to Gilmore on the right side, puts it on the deck against Goody. Carter in the lane, shakes, fades, flips, off the rim, no good. Mbako the rebound. 14:38 left in the half, 19-4 Wisconsin. Trey Galloway to the front court. Inside feed. Paolo backing up and colliding with Nolan Winter. They'll get Winter for the foul. That'll be his first.
That's a good foul. Nolan Winter's given up about 50 pounds there on Umar Paolo, I think. And he knew he was defeated. He had it buried almost out of bounds on that post-up. Good foul. You got five of them.
Winter will come out. Crowell is in. Janicki is in. And Kamari McGee as well. Blackwell and Klesman will sit down. 14:32 left first half, 19-4 Wisconsin. Leal baseline left, inbounds to Galloway. A throw to Mbako, not ready for it, can't handle it. Crowell was there, ahead to Tanjay, to the line, down the lane, slam dunk. John Tanjay off the live ball turnover, 21-4 Wisconsin. 14:18 left in the first half. Anthony Leal, a throw to Paolo at the top of the circle. Umar Paolo, they'll sag off of him. He'll flip it to Leal, working right lane line. Shot blocked by Gilmore. It's loose, tipped, gathered by Janicki. And here comes Jack up the floor. Gilmore got it started with the rejection. Open three, left of the circle. The legend continues.
Oh. He's shooting with such confidence. That's the thing that's changed. He's just letting it fly.
Another timeout taken by Indiana as the Badgers are throwing haymakers in the first 6 minutes and change. 30-second timeout, IU, 24-4, Wisconsin.
6 of 7 from three-point range. Five different players have now hit a three-point shot for the Badgers. It makes it so difficult to guard when every lineup they put on the floor has five guys that can hit you from deep. We've already seen that Wisconsin's defense needs to get credit here, too. They're locking in between turnovers and block shots, making life difficult in the post. Wisconsin's dialed in at both ends. That was as good of a first 6 minutes and 11 seconds as you're going to see.
Yeah, that was just fantastic. I mean, as well as they played in the second half, for most of the second half against Northwestern, better still here to start this game tonight.
This is the second straight home game Wisconsin has opened up 19-2.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good way to play from ahead when you open up 19-2.
Five on the floor for Wisconsin. McGee, Janicki, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Crowell. Mbako, Goody, Leal, Galloway, and Malik Renu, the five on the floor for Indiana. So Mike Woodson has burned two timeouts in the first 6+ minutes. Replay on Trey Galloway, outside right. He'll throw to Luke Goody, the Illinois transfer, but Indiana native. Between the circles, gets it to Mbako. Mbako, left of the lane, dogged by Tanjay. They work it out to Galloway again between the arcs, feeding Leal on the right side. Inside feed, Renu catches, four to shoot. Renew backing, mid post in the lane, up left hand, short, rebound, Steven Crowell.
Wisconsin just making it so hard for Indiana, making them use the entire shot clock.
Yeah, and Indiana, a team that plays at a pretty quick pace here, but just has not been able to in the early minutes. Tanjay at the free throw line, pivots, open, shoots it, missed it, rebound, Anthony Leal, Indiana. Ahead to Luke Goody at the left sideline. 13:05 left in the half, 24-4, Wisconsin. Galloway at the center circle. Takes left, moves right, and a whistle, and an offensive foul, I believe, on Galloway. Yes, sir.
Third turnover already on Indiana. This is what plagued them at Purdue. They were right there to the wire, almost had a chance to win it, Mackey, but 20 turnovers was just too much for them to overcome. We've seen a little sloppy play here, a little miscommunications, a little overly aggressive. I think Wisconsin's frustrating them a little bit. That could have been a frustration foul.
Yep. Xavier Amos in the game. Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin. Tanjay and Gilmore come out. Here's Amos to the front court. Hands off to Janicki. Feeds Crowell. Turns it to Kamari McGee. Quick toss. Amos at the top. Rotates Blackwell. Quick pass off to Jack Janicki. Wide of the lane. Feeds Crowell. Crowell inside feed. Wide open. Blackwell low on the right. Up and in. They go high, low, big to small. 26-4 Wisconsin. Miles Rice driving, goes up, gets fouled along the right lane line. Yet Kamari McGee in there for Wisconsin. That'll be the first on Kamari.
That might have to be Indiana's recipe. Beat Wisconsin's defense down the floor, because as we've seen in a half-court set, they've got nothing going. 4 points in the first 7.5 minutes and a lot of bad shots so far. That might be what they need to do, force that issue.
Miles Rice at the free throw line. He's an 89% shooter. Indiana as a team is 72%. Rice hits the first. 26-5 Wisconsin with 12:33 left in the first half. Rice out of Columbia, South Carolina. Freshman all Pac-12, all freshman team last year at Washington State. Hits both free throws. And it's now 26-6 Wisconsin. McGee up the right sideline, front court, flips to Amos. He'll toss to John Blackwell. Throws it inside to Crowell, left of the lane. Renew defending, single coverage, back in Crowell. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, in and out, no good. Malik Renew, the rebound for Indiana. Renew up the middle, front court, IU, left lane, like driving, and it's Janicki knocking it away into the hands of Kamari McGee. McGee will slow things down now. Drops it to Crowell at the top of the circle. A flip to Jack Janicki, high on the right. Deal feed Amos, whips it inside, one at Crowell, broke it up, Goody, turnover Wisconsin. Miles Rice comes up with it for Indiana. First turnover for the Badgers. Luke Goody throwing to Rice, 11:48 left in the half, 26-6 Wisconsin. Miles Rice, little stop and go on Amos, right lane line, throws it up, missed, but the foul will be on Xavier Amos. That'll be his first, as we are now at the under 12 media timeout. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 11:43 left of the first half. Wisconsin 26, Indiana 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Saving money on Menards' great selection of automotive products. Goodyear Reveal Wiper Blades have an all-metal frame for added durability. Their blades feature a precision-cut wiping element to ensure your windshield is streak-free. Plus, they're easy to install using a pre-attached universal adapter that fits most vehicles. Pick up Goodyear Wiper Blades on sale now through February 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Menards. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Wisconsin on fire early, 6 out of 7 from deep, 9 of 14 overall, 26-6. The Badgers lead Indiana with 11:43 left in the first half.
A theme that we have seen all season is manifesting itself today again. 7 assists on 9 baskets. This is an unselfish team. It's one of their secret sauces this year that they've got guys that don't have an ego. We're seeing that ball pop across the floor. And when you've got a team like Indiana that might have a little bit of miscommunication happening, you can really exploit their defense. And Wisconsin's doing it. They're getting wide open looks.
They are. 7 assists, as you mentioned, just 1 turnover. As Miles Rice at the free throw line hits the first. So he's has 3 of his 5 points at the free throw line. 26-7 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for the 6'3 sophomore on the way. And it's straight through. So make it 26-8 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee up the floor out there with Amos, Winter, Blackwell, and Klesman. Xavier Amos off the high screen from Winter. Here's Kamari McGee, right corner. 3 is in the air, and it is good. You get him in the corner, look out, and Kamari hits another one.
But that's what I'm talking about. Max Klesman could have taken a foul line jump shot there, made the extra pass to the corner for a wide-open 3.
29-8 Wisconsin. Galloway at the free throw line, throwing to Rice, a flip to Bryson Tucker, a freshman, getting his first run tonight. Has the ball on the left wing, sizes it up, takes a 3, makes the 3. That's his 2nd make from distance this season in 18 attempts. In other words, if you're the Badgers, you kind of need to live with that. 29-11, Wisconsin. 10:55 left in the half. John Blackwell on the right side. Feeds Amos up top, puts it on the deck. Left lane line, drives up. No, but a foul.
Good strong take. He's a guy that Wisconsin, he's maybe cooled a little bit. He has shown flashes this year of being a competitor that can get minutes on this team. I love seeing that aggressive, that he hasn't lost that first step on driving from the perimeter.
You get the feeling. Gilly had the big game against Northwestern. There's still a lot of season left. A guy like Xavier Amos, you could just see him have himself a run. Gets the first free throw.
Not only that, but this team has 6 seniors on it. He still has eligibility after this year. I guess in this area, you never quite know, but he's a guy who could be one of the central pieces of next year's team.
Does have that versatility. Knocks down the first free throw. The second will rattle out no good. Malik Renu, who was guilty of the foul, gets the rebound. 30-11 Wisconsin. 10:45 left in the half. Miles Rice against Max Klesman behind the back on the dribble. Rice goes through the lane. Lost his balance. Got the pass away to Tucker outside left. He'll get it to Galloway. Sends it to Malik Renu. A handoff to Tucker. Tucker turn of the corner, right of the lane. Backs up, loops it back out to Galloway. A flip to Rice, makes the 3. Baseline left, got fouled by Klesman. It'll be the first on Max.
Klesman got off balance, closing out on that one. Had to grab him as he was already beat going to the rim.
That shot clock was winding down again, though. They're really making Indiana work. Now they get 20 on the shot clock. Galloway. Well, inbound into Luke Goody. Baseline left mid-range jumper is good for Luke Goody. His first points of the night.
Klesman got caught in the wash there. Came off a double screen and just kind of lost his balance coming through that pick.
30-13, Wisconsin. 10-10 left in the half. Blackwell high on the right. Feeds Amos. Open 3 straight away, and it's off the rim. No good. Bryson Tucker the rebound. Freshman out of Maryland. Brings it up the floor. Feeds Miles Rice. He'll explode down the lane. Knocked away Amos. Rice gets it back right of the lane. Hits the short jumper.
He is explosive.
He is. Kind of an excuse me bucket there as the Badgers thought they had something going the other way. 30-15 Wisconsin. Indiana trying to fight back. 9:45 left in the half. Here's Klesman. Off the right wing, throws to Amos. Took a look, turned it down, flips it to Blackwell. John out front, right hand toss to Mash. Shot fake, step back, now takes the 3. Not this time, a brick wide left. Down to Malik Renu. Long feed to Luke Goody. Makes the 3, sidesteps left, takes the 3. Back rim no good. Rebound Amos for Wisconsin. Outlet to Tanjay up the right side for the Badgers. Puts it on the deck with a left hand. Stops foul line jumper. And that's way off the mark. Wide right. Renu the rebound. Up before quickly is Rice. A throw in the lane. Knocked away Klesman. And a turnover Indiana as Winter came up with it.
Again, Indiana trying to push, get those transition baskets. It's what's getting them back into this game a little bit. That was a lazy pass in transition.
30-15, Wisconsin. 9 minutes left in the half. Amos gets it to Klesman. A toss to Winter. He'll try a 3 right of the circle. Splashed it. Nolan Winter's second triple, 33-15 Wisconsin.
Such a quick release. I don't care how tall you are, but for a 7-footer to have that quick of a release, so dangerous.
Max Klusman, I think on the deflection a moment ago at the other end, he might have been bothered by something. He's going to come out now. Brent Newhart, the athletic trainer, is going to take a look at him. The Badgers now with their new five on the floor. Janicki is in there with Tanjay, Blackwell, Crowell, and Carter Gilmore.
They're going to walk Klusman back to the training room that's nearby, but I have a feeling Klusman's going to say, look at me, I'm fine.
Probably right. Here's Bryson Tucker, open three, left side. He hit it again. Bryson Tucker, who came into the game 1-for-17 from three, has hit two threes in short order. 33-18 Wisconsin, 8:32 left in the half. Janicki around a Crowell screen. He'll throw it to Gilmore. It's to Blackwell, quick pass to Crowell, back to Blackwell, driving to the line, down the lane. Good, he is able to knock it away. It went off of Blackwell and out of bounds. Good defensive play by Luke Goody.
Good defensive play on the slap away. They're getting away with a lot of contact onto the perimeter. Blackwell was a little miffed there that Goody awfully handsy on the drive.
15-point lead, Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the half. Balo hands off to Galloway. He'll drive it, drops it back to Balo. Low on the left, layup is good. And the first points tonight for Umar Balo. 33-20 Wisconsin. Blackwell left lane line, throwing to Carter Gilmore, now releases to Tanjay. They work it to Jack Janicki on the right side. A jab step. Jack darts off the right wing. Throws to Tanjay on the left side. Up top, Gilmore. Quick pass, Janicki. Inside feed for Crowell is knocked out of bounds by Balo. And with 12 of the shot clock, we'll have the under 8 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive contents, Badger fans sweepstakes, and more. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 7:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 33, Indiana 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a longstanding tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 33-20, Wisconsin leads Indiana, 7:52 left in the first half. I'll tell you, Max Klusman is back in the bench area now for Wisconsin. As the Badgers will inbound, Carter Gilmore, top of the circle, the pass for John Tanjay, Bryson Tucker defending. Gilmore, a toss to Blackwell, baseline left on the attack, and a tough pass. Kabari McGee bails him out, the floater in the air, beating the shot clock, missed it. Rebound, Miles Rice, Indiana. So the Hoosiers, they made five of their last six shots. And they're staring down the barrel of a 22-point deficit. They're within 13 right now. Luke Goody. A throw to Tucker, another three in the air, left corner, not this time. Rebound, Umar Ballo. Offensive board, now stepping into a three is Goody, and that clanked off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tanjay, and he got cut down by Trey Galloway. And that's two on Galloway. He's been playing well of late for Indiana. He was really good Friday night against Purdue.
Wisconsin doing a good job on the defensive glass so far. Just one offensive rebound for Indiana. Zero second chance points 13 minutes in.
Galloway stays in there. Woodson much more likely to play someone with two fouls. Plus, his team needs him dearly. With the ball is Blackwell. Left-hand dribble to the left elbow. Stops, pivots, gives it up to Gilmore. 12 on the shot clock. Carter, the dribble handoff to Kamari McGee on the right wing. McGee takes it off the wing, in the lane, leaves it for Crowell. Good look at a three left of the circle, and that's off the rim and glass. No good. Way off the mark. Rebound, Miles Rice. Here comes Tucker. Quickly up the left sideline, drops it back to Rice. 6:42 left in the half. 33-20, Wisconsin leading Indiana. Miles Rice will set the floor. They'll bounce it to Goody. Quick toss to Tucker. Wraps it high on the left for Galloway. Kamari McGee defending Trey Galloway. A pass out to Tucker at the top. Tucker shuffles left wing and he got caught up in the air, but a foul is called. They're going to get Stephen Crowell. It'll be the first on him and the fifth on Wisconsin.
Yeah, if he doesn't foul him there, though, that's a dunk on the roll to Mbak, to Ballo. They put you in a tough situation on those high ball screens when they're rim.
Trey Galloway, baseline left, inbounds to Ballo. Left of the lane, starts to back on Crowell. Little dig from Blackwell, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Ballo rattles out, no good. Rebound back tap to Galloway. Another chance to Indiana. Tucker, good to Miles Rice on the right wing. Washington State transfer retreats a bit, bounces it into Rice and Tucker. Backing on McGee, baseline right. Turns, fades, fires, back iron, no. Rebound Wisconsin. Here comes Blackwell for the Badgers.
Good right defense. Side.
They're very good. Here's John in the lane. Low on the left, goes up, no good. Rebound back tap to Crowell. Second chance Wisconsin. Tanjay at the top of the circle, works to the right side. 5:45 left in the half, 33-20 Wisconsin. Andrews on a scoring drought right now. Here's Gilmore trying to end that drought. Left side three, and he nailed it again. Second three for Carter Gilmore. 16-point lead, Wisconsin. 36-20, the Badgers. Rice throws the Ballo off the left elbow. Out to Galloway. Fakes the three. Now took a look, turned it down, gets it to Ballo. Back out to Galloway. Long three on the way. Left side around it out. No good. Rebound, John Blackwell for Wisconsin. John up the floor for the Badgers. Ahead to Tanjay. Snaps off a three. Right wing. In and out. No good. Luke Goody clears for Indiana. Loops it to Galloway. Gilmore is back. Galloway drives. Euro step in the lane. Floater. Right hand. Pretty. First points for Trey Galloway. 36-22 Wisconsin.
Again, transition. You could tell that's their emphasis right now. Indiana can't win this game in a half-court set. They've got to push.
4:50 left in the half. Here's Tanjay on the right wing, backing on Rice. Tanjay using that muscle in the lane. Knocked away, and it goes into the hands of Luke Goody. Here comes Galloway up the floor for Indiana. Galloway feeds Goody. He'll try a three up top. Back iron, no good. Rebound, back tap. Kamari McGee runs it down. Galloway is back. Here comes Kamari. Drives up, left hand, no good. Rebound, Goody. And then McGee trying to knock it away is called for the foul. A little frustration foul there. And that's two on Kamari McGee.
Wisconsin's trying to force contact with some of these drives. We've seen Blackwell do it. We've seen Tanjay do it. That time, McGee. They're not going to call that straight-up jump ball. They give you that defensive position now in college basketball. And Goody just kind of let McGee float there and really didn't initiate contact.
Yeah, that was good work getting back there defensively. Galloway will come out. Anthony Leal is in. Max Klesman back in for Wisconsin out there with Amos, Blackwell, Tanjay, and Winter. 4:25 left in the half, 36-22 Wisconsin. McKenzie and Bacco back on the floor, top of the circle, slips it into Ballo, and he walked with the ball. Turnover, Indiana.
Back to Carter Gilmore with two threes already in this game. He entered this year 9-for-55 career from threes. That's 16%. This year, he's already hit 14 of them. And there are guys in the student section dressed as Carter Gilmore. You know you've reached stardom when you've got a fan club.
They were chanting his name during that BTN interview on Saturday. Here's Xavier Amos. He'll try a three. Left of the circle, no good. Bryson Tucker the rebound. 4 minutes left in the half, 36-22 Wisconsin. Anthony Leal outside left. He'll throw to Tucker. Hands it back to Leal. A bump from Balo. Working over it is Klesman. Leal gives it up to Balo right of the circle. Nolan Winter checking it. Now Tucker. Kills it high on the right. Throws to Leal. Rotates Goody with a shot fake from three. Dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Throws it up in traffic. No good. Rebound. Bryson Tucker. Second chance here for Indiana. Mbako on the left side. Throws to Balo. Left elbow. Sends it to Goody. He'll feed Leal top of the key. Leal stops left elbow. Whips it to Tucker. Seven on the shot clock. And the freshman Bryson Tucker in the lane. Out to Leal. He'll try a three right of the circle. Nope. Just clipped the front rim. Goes out of bounds. And again, very good defensive work for Wisconsin.
Small things that don't get appreciated enough. Xavier Amos was on Balo. That's a big mismatch. When they went to the screen and roll, Wisconsin switched back, put Winter back on the big man, able to make sure he doesn't catch in the post.
We're at the under four media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 3:15 left in the first half. Wisconsin 36, Indiana 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 36, Indiana 22. The Badgers have led throughout, and at one point by 22 points. 9 of 15 are the Badgers from the three-point line.
12 times this year, Wisconsin has hit double digits in double-digit three-pointers in a game. That already matches the most games in school history, and it's among the most of any Big Ten team. Well, they've already got nine, and we're not even at halftime yet. This is what we're seeing. The last four games, Wisconsin's averaging 14 made triples per game. They could beat you in a lot of ways.
Really can't. Up the floor comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin. A feed for Nolan Winter. Quick toss to Tanjay. Top of the circle. Tanjay going to work on Mbako. Stops. Pops right elbow. Good. Off the window.
Even still there, letting him put two hands on the driver every time. It's just interesting how it's being officiated.
Tanjay able to play through that contact. 38-22 Wisconsin. 2:50 left of the break. Miles Rice out front. Throwing to Luke Goody. A toss to Mbako. Three in the air left corner. Hit it.
He's one of the guys that can beat you. He and Goody. I know that Tucker's hit two today, but Goody and Mbako are the two that can hit you. He had a big game against Purdue, 25.
38-25 Wisconsin, 2:30 left in the half. Maxwell give and go, a throw to Amos, right of the key. Kills the dribble now. Balo closing on him. Gives it up to Klesman. Max in a box there, gets it out of there to Amos, feeds Winter. Rotates to Blackwell, shot clock at 5. Now Amos, out to John, open 3, left wing, off the rim, no good. Winter, a back tack, Amos feeds Tanjay, shot pick, off the right wing, stops as Balo cut him off and knocked it out of bounds. That's quite a wall for John to deal with there. Badgers keep it, 16 to shoot.
The fact that he's guarding Winter, though, means he has to guard him out to 25 feet in that three-point arc, and that pulls the big rim protector out from the rim, opening up driving lanes for Wisconsin. That time it didn't work, but we've seen it.
Tanjay whips it inside. Winter catches, and then Goody knocked it away. Goody was in a bad spot. Just took a hack at the ball and got part of Nolan Winter as well.
15 foul on Indiana, so still a little ways from a bonus either way.
First on Goody, 2:04 left in the half, 38-25 Wisconsin. Badgers have committed 6 fouls, by the way. Blackwell baseline left. He'll throw it in intended for Xavier Amos, and that's swatted out of bounds by Umar Bala.
He is so long.
He is.
I mean, I know he's 7 feet, but he is just long.
Sideline left, Tanjay looking, throws it into Amos. X will give it up to Tanjay between the circles. High screen Amos, Tanjay against Ibaka, lost the handle, gets it back. Whips it through Amos on the right side. Working against Balo in the lane. Pivots up. Got it. Good work, Xavier Amos. They get 40-25 Wisconsin.
That has to feel good for Amos.
And again, play has stopped. I think they need to do a little housekeeping, a little mop-up duty.
Yeah, Max Klesmet slipped on the new Culver's logo on the court.
And Max is just fine, by the way. 40-25 Wisconsin with a minute 43 left in the first half.
He might get some cheese curds out of that deal.
Yeah,
or
I was going to say.
You know, it's NIL era.
Great folks at Culver's. I need a Butterburger right now. Here comes Miles Rice out front. High screen, Balo. Rice against Blackwell, throwing it with Baco between the circles. Pass for Goody. Quick toss top of the circle to Balo. Finds Miles Rice. Shot clock at 8. Tucker outside right. Inside bounce for Balo. 5 to shoot. Balo darts it out to Goody. 2 to shoot. Step back 3. Luke Goody. Good. A little veteran move there from Luke Goody with the shot clock winding down.
Good defense. Better offense with that ball movement.
40-28 Wisconsin. 105 left in the half. Klesmet. He's hit 2 threes in this first half. Max to the line, in the lane, up in traffic. Knocked away, basket interference, count it. Umar Balo, guilty of the goaltending. And so Max Klesmet with 8 points, 42-28 Wisconsin.
Balo disagrees. He's shaking his hand to Kemi Mutombo style.
He is an emotional sort.
The referees are not listening.
Umar Balo will, he will let you know how he feels, that's for sure. Final minute of the first half, 42-28 Wisconsin. Miles Rice calls out the offense for Indiana. Rice with 8 points in the first half. Blackwell defending. Rice outside lefts. A throw to Mbako. Mbako top of the circle. Behind the back of the dribble. Shot clock at 8. Rice high on the left. High screen Balo. Rice at the top. Inside to Mbako, low on the left. Wild shot off the glass. And that was it. The rebound to Blackwell.
I think he lost the handle on the way up. Carter Gilmore got a piece of that just to disrupt it.
23 to play. 20 to shoot. The guard will have him play on here at the moment. Blackwell left of the center circle. Rice and Tucker defending. 15 to play. 12 to shoot. Blackwell, right hand, hip high dribble, edge of the center circle, 10 seconds left in half. Now John, right of the lane, pull up, mid-range J, off the rim, no, trying to follow the miss, it's loose, picked up by Rice, and he got fouled by Blackwell with 2.6 left in the first half, and that's team foul number 7 against Wisconsin.
I was just going to say, Indiana had a foul to give. I thought they might use it to kind of slow Wisconsin. Badgers did not have a foul to give. They might have just handed Indiana a couple points here with 2 seconds remaining in the half.
So Miles Rice, who's 4 of 4 at the foul line. Jack Janicki in for Wisconsin now. Here's the first foul on Blackwell. A 1-and-1 for Miles Rice. And the front end is no good. Rebound Klesmet with 2, with 1. Half court heave. It's off the glass. And the first half has come to an end. A very good first half for Wisconsin, though. 48% for the floor. 9 of 16 from distance. And Wisconsin goes into the locker room up by 14. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 42, Indiana 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Bank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans. Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, broths, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining.
the Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation as we visit with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. This is the time of the year many consider as the dog days. You're pretty deep into the season, yet the postseason is still a ways away. The weather isn't always ideal. This is the time of year when you've got to punch through and continue to work on getting better every day. We asked Sharif about this stage of the season.
It's kind of dreary outside. The sun's not great. When we get in the gym, we try to get between these lines, just try to bring energy and know that we have a goal that we're trying to fight after, and our guys are pretty locked in. We had a great practice today.
Did it help being in L.A. for a few, like the toward the end of January, you get out into some warmer weather, and you know it's a long flight, but this is the way the league is now. Just to kind of, I don't know if break things up is the right way of putting it, but at least you could get where it's a little warmer.
I think the L.A. trip was good for us. I think, you know, it obviously got kind of long. It was a week long trip, and the guys weren't quite used to that. But then we come home for a game, and then we went out east, and it was beautiful out there. And we did a lot of walking, got outside, and the sun was out. There was no snow on the ground, so getting a chance to at least see some sunlight was good for the guys.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation coming up. It's presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with our halftime conversation with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. John Tanjay is one of 50 on the Oscar Robertson watch list as player of the year. It's an honor Frank Kaminsky won 10 years ago. And yeah, it's very well deserved for the Badgers grad transfer.
It's pretty cool. I mean, now we've got a lot of guys stepping up right now. I mean, the last game, Gilly James is what everybody wants to call him, as affectionately known as that within our team. Pretty cool, but I mean, Max came out of his shell a little bit. John Blackwell's been playing well, but a guy like John Tanji, he demands presence when he has that ball. He's so strong, he's shooting it at a great rate downhill. He's still able to get to the free throw line and shooting a great percentage at the free throw line. So it's pretty special for him. I know that this is something that he's worked for and that he's earned, because every day I open that gym, he's in there putting in that extra work.
Is that something where it's obviously the way he's been scoring it here as we talk?
but he went through a period where he was maybe getting more attention than he has had, certainly at this level, but he broke through that. But his, you mentioned his strength. We all know he can shoot it, but the fact that he could score in a variety of ways has been a huge help for him.
Scoring around the rim, I mean, he's just so strong. So, you know, as a defender, you want to try to get physical with him, but if he has an angle on you, he's strong enough and smart enough to try to get around you. But it, I think him just being so humble, you know, and being grounded in his faith, he's done a great job of just no highs, no lows, just staying even keel, and it's been a joy to coach him.
That's assistant coach Sharif Chambliss, and that is tonight's halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Housekeeping item. Upon further review, the goaltending call was overturned, so Max Klesmit did not get the bucket. The score is 40-28. Badgers lead Indiana at the half. Checking out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 14-31 for the field, 9-16 from the arc, 3-4 at the foul line. Indiana just 34% for the field, 10-29, 4-15 from the three-point line, 4-5 at the foul line. The Badgers with just 3 turnovers. They have in the first half 10 assists on their 14 buckets. Indiana 5 turns and a like number of assists. Umar Ballo just 2 points in the first half here for Indiana. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM, 1299 Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 40, Indiana 28. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
Get ready for the second half. Wisconsin 40, Indiana 28. What jumped out to you, Patrick?
Well, a couple things. That Wisconsin built a 22-point lead, and Indiana has now withered it down to 12. So give them credit for that fight. I'm curious to see what we see out of them second half. The last three games, they've given up 44, 41, and 54 second-half points. Twice we've seen them get run out in the second half and back-to-back 25-point losses. But in their last three, they've hung with really good teams and battled right to the finish. On the Wisconsin side, give them credit. They've only given up three offensive rebounds and zero second chance points to an Indiana team that thrives off of both of those categories. Also, the balance for Wisconsin stands out. No player in double figures, but eight have scored. Six different guys have a three-pointer.
11 fast break points in the first half for Wisconsin as well. Second half underway alongside Patrick Herr by Matt LePay from the Kohl Center in Madison. 40-28, Wisconsin leads Indiana. Badgers moving to our right. Nolan Winter top of the circle. He'll flip it to Max Klesman on the right wing. It's inside. Winter not there. Shot clock at 10. Crowell feeds Klesman. Oh, nice feed in. A Winter low on the right. Turns and scores. Threading that one through to Nolan Winter for the bucket.
He got the mismatch on the 6'3" Miles Rice. Max Klesman was going to find him.
Indiana to our left in the second half. 14-point lead Wisconsin. Trey Galloway starting the second half. Throwing to Umar Ballo at the top of the circle. One dribble. Sends it out to Galloway along the right sideline. He'll feed Luke Goody. Left-hand toss to Galloway. Eight on the shot clock. Galloway off the Ballo screen. Baseline right. And a throw out to Goody with two to shoot.